Masechtas Demai, Perek Vav, Mishnah Yud Beis. The Mishnah goes back to discuss something discussed earlier in the Perek, that someone who's careful on Meiser is not allowed to give or sell produce to Amma Aretz that Meiser has not been taken off of, because he potentially is going to cause him to eat that without taking off Meiser. The Mishnah says, Amma Aretz Sha'amar L'Chaver. Amma Aretz that says to Chaver, Chaver is someone who's careful, especially to make sure that he takes off Meiser off of his produce. And the Amarts asks him, Kachli Agudas Yarak, can you buy for me a bundle of vegetables from the market? Or Kachli Gluskonachad, or can you buy me a fine loaf of bread from the market? And the Chaver was anyways going to purchase himself one, and the Amarts asks if he can get a second one as well to bring for the Amarts. Lekeh Stam Upatu. He can buy two portions, one for himself and one for the Amarets, stam, without any specification, without specifying which one, which a vegetable or loaf of bread is for himself, which one's for the Amarets. And therefore, when he brings them and gives one to the Amarets, he never designated which one's his and which one's the Amarets's. And so, we don't see that there's any, he's not the one that's giving over a transaction of this bread or this vegetable to the Amma Aretz. He was just the messenger to purchase it for the Amma Aretz, and he does not have to take off Meiser on that loaf or that vegetable that he gives to the Amma Aretz. Vim Amar Shali Zeh V'zeh Shal Chaveri. But if at the time of purchase he says, this one's mine and this one's going to be for my friend the Amma Aretz, and he designated them, that at that time they each became the owners of their specific vegetable or loaf. And then if they get mixed together afterwards, then Chayav Aser, he's going to have to take off Meiser from the one that he gives to his friend. Why? Because potentially the one that he's giving to his friend was the one that he designated as his own. And when he gives it to his friend, he's now giving over of his own bread or his own vegetable to the Amarets, and he's required to take off Meiser before giving his own things to the Amarets. And the Mishnah says, Afilu Hein Mea, even if it was 100 to 1, 100 loaves that were belonging to the Amma Aretz, and one of the chavers that got mixed in, and it's mixed, and he doesn't know where it is, and he's now giving them over to the Amma Aretz, still, he has to take off Meiser from all that he gives to, he has to take off Meiser from what he gives, I guess from one loaf worth, that he gives to the Amma Aretz, because potentially it's his loaf, and he's giving over his own privately owned loaf to the Amma Aretz that requires that he has to take off Meiser before he gives it over. Perek Zion Mishnah Aleph. Somebody who's being invited to a Shabbos Suda by Amma Aretz, and he's careful, the guest is careful to take off Meiser, but you can't take off Trumas and Meiser on Shabbos because you can't fix the produce on Shabbos. So Chazal were lenient and allowed him to separate before Shabbos. What should he do? Hamazman es chaver sheichel etzlei. Someone who's invited to his friend to eat Shabbos meal with him. V'u enem aminah al meisters, and the host is not trusted regarding meisters. Aymer, the guest should say, me'erev Shabbos, from before Shabbos, mashani asad lahafresh lamachar, the portion that I'm going to separate tomorrow. And really, the portion that he has to separate is only the trumas meiser. The Meiser region is 10%, and the Trumas Meiser is 10% of that, so it's 1/100th that he's going to actually have to separate. It first needs to become Meiser, and then Trumas Meiser. So he says, the portion that I'm going to actually separate, which will be the Trumas Meiser, first he says, Harehu Meiser. First, I'm declaring it Meiser. Ushar Meiser Samachlai, and I also am declaring the other 9/10ths of the Meiser region to be next to it. Vizesha Asisi, Meiser, Asi Trumas Meiser 11. That first portion that I plan on removing, I want it to become Trumas Meiser on the other 9/10ths of the Meiser region. And he also designates Meiser Sheni, but Svinay Abedrame. I want the Meiser Sheni to be on the north or south part. He designates whichever specific part of what his portion is going to be where he wants the Meiser Sheni to be. Umechulo Amais. And then he redeems that Meiser Sheni onto coins that he's going to bring up to Yerushalayim to eat in Yerushalayim. And thereby, he was fixing up the food that he is going to eat tomorrow on Shabbos at this Amma Aretz's house. He fixed it up Erev Shabbos by designating the proper Trumas and Meisers before Shabbos.